哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
啊，今天下午我们一起分享的题目是赐给你一个新心。
And the topic for this afternoon is to receive a new heart.
啊，神赐给我们每一个人都有一颗心脏。
And God has blessed us all with a heart in our body.
虽然我们肉眼看不见它。
And even though it is invisible to the eye.
但是我们摸我们的胸膛，会感觉到它在跳动。
But however, when we touch our chest, we can feel the heartbeat.
从我们在母体的时候，这颗心脏已经开始工作了。
And ever since we are in the womb of our mothers, this heart has started to pump.
这颗心脏也会继续的工作，直到我们离开世界的那一天。
And this heart will continue to beat right till the last day of our life.
啊，现代人的生活压力非常的大。
And nowadays, as we work in society, we are under great stress.
啊，很多人都在就有一个长期的病痛。
And a lot of people are actually suffering a very prolonged disease.
啊，其中啊，心脏病是啊，全加拿大啊，这个死亡率的重要的杀手之一。
And one of the highest risk factor is heart disease.
如果一个人啊，心脏有问题的话
，If a person has problem with his heart,
他会全身感觉很不舒服。
Then it will affect the entire body.
会没有精神。
And he will not feel good.
啊，古代的人呢，他们相信一个人的思想。是跟他的心脏有关系的。
And in the ancient days, there is a belief that a man's mind is tied to his heart.
啊，像古代的法老王，他不单只把他的身体做成木乃伊，他还把他的心脏留下来。
And just like the Pharaoh of Egypt in the olden days, not only does he mummify his own body, but he also do that with his heart.
啊，其他的器官丢掉，只留心脏。
And he throw away, discard all the other organs, but just keep the heart.
但是啊，后来的人。科技发达了啊，发觉哎呦，大脑有头脑的存在。
And then later on, as science advanced, and they realized that there is such a thing as a brain.
啊，那我们就会觉得说，以为说人的所有的思考、所有的啊性格都在头脑里面决定了。
And that was when people think that your personality, your character, and all your mentality starts from your mind.
但是最近有一个新闻，我觉得很特别。
But recently, I was listening to a news that is very different.
啊，在中国有一位60几岁的病人。
And in China, there is a patient who is about 60 some years old.
啊，他心脏病非常的严重。
And he has a very terrible heart disease.
啊，医生跟他讲。
And the doctor told him.
啊，你这个一定要换心。
That you need to have a heart transplant.
啊，你走运了。
And that you are very fortunate.
啊，刚好有一位20几岁的那个年轻人啊，他死亡啊，他捐出他的心脏，刚好配合可以配合你。
And it's just so coincidental that there is a youth who's about 20 some years old, and that he is ready to donate his heart organ to you.
啊，那么他那个老阿伯就很高兴。
And this old man was very happy.
接受了欢心的手术。
So he received the heart transplant.
这个手术也非常的成功。
And also the surgery went very well.
除了他身体健康之外
，other than his body doing good，
还有一个非常特别的改变。
There's also a big change.
那个老公公啊，以前是很安静的。
That this old man he used to be very quiet in the past.
但是他接受了这个换心手术之后
，But however after this heart transplant surgery，
好像改变了一个人。
It seems like he became a totally different person.
现在呢，变成一个好很喜欢刺激的人。
Now he became someone who likes excitement.
啊，很喜欢看，比如说赛车啊，打拳击啊。
And he likes to watch racing cars.
啊，
and boxing games.
以前呢，不看重自己的外表了。
And in the past, he does not care about his outward appearance.
现在呢，哇，非常看重自己的外表。
But now he totally take care of his look.
整天在打扮，他的衣服啦，他的头发啦。
And every day he will look into the mirror and dress up himself.
以前不懂得浪漫的。
And in the past, he did not care about romance.
土土的。
And he was a very plain person.
现在呢，换了一个心脏之后呢
？But now with a new heart.
哇，好像变成个年轻小伙子一样，会搞浪漫。
He became a young romantic guy.
哇，他太太觉得说，真的变了一个人了。
So his wife was very puzzled. He totally became a different person.
虽然变得那么好啊，但是结论很好笑。他太太说，我还是受不了，要跟你离婚了。
Even though this old man has become a different person, it seems to be very good, but the wife couldn't stand him anymore and wanted to divorce from him.
啊，所以这个科学家就在很 puzzle， 很奇怪，为什么一个人换了心脏竟然有那么大的改变啊
？And so therefore, the scientists they are doing a lot of research into this, and that is why is that a person when he changes his heart, he changes his personality as well.
啊， 其实今天如果一个人压力大的话，那直接会影响他的心脏。
And today, if a person has a great stress, it goes directly to the heart.
啊，换了心，真的有时候好像换了人一样。
So when you change a new heart, it seems like you become a different person.
所以圣经也用同样的语言呢来教导我们。
So likewise, the Bible also teach us in the same way.
我们请看这个以西结书三十六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 36.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel 36, verse 26. And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
27节.
Verse 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
这是神对以色列百姓所讲的话。
So over here, these are the commandments that God has given to his people.
神说我要赐给你们一个新的心。
God said that I will give you a new heart.
啊，会除掉你们旧的心，来换一个新的心给你们。
And I will remove your old heart and give you a new heart.
为什么神这样讲呢？
Why did God say that?
以色列百姓啊，到以西结书这个年代啊，已经经历了好几千年了。
And the people of Israel, right up to the stage of Ezekiel, they have gone through many thousands of years.
啊，从以色列百姓啊出埃及到现在，已经过了很久了。
And ever since they departed from Egypt.Up to the point of Ezekiel, it has been many years.
神的恩典常常带领着他们。
And it's true that the grace of God has been guiding them.
但是得了恩典之后呢，他们要忘记神。
But after they have received the grace of God, they forgot about God completely.
然后他们就在悔改，在呼求。
And so then they again began to repent and then cry out to God again.
得到恩典之后呢，又去犯罪。
And then when they receive grace from God, they forget him and then they fall into sin again.
所以整个这个 cycle 啊，整个这个循环呢，不断在重演。
So this became a vicious cycle that keep repeating itself.
还有呢，每一次呢，都越来越坏。
And it became worse and worse.
所以啊，神到最后跟他们讲啊，你这个心脏病，你这个大概一定要换心才有办法了。
So therefore, God in the end came to the conclusion that the people of Israel have a heart disease. They need to replace with a new heart.
其他的都是表面的问题。
Because all the others are external factors.
你不改变你的心态。
If you do not change your heart.
你不从最根本的来处理的话。
And to root out the problem right from the heart.
其他的是没有用的。
All the other things are.Impossible.
所以神要给他们做一个很大的换心手术。
So therefore, over here, God is going to conduct a great heart surgery.
那么神说，首先呢，我要把你们肉体里面的石头先拿走。
First, God say that I will take out the heart of stone from you.
啊，为什么肉体里面会有石头心呢？
Why is it that there is a heart of stone in the flesh?
这个是个形容啊。
This is used to describe.
我们请看旧约的撒加利亚书第七章。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah.
第七章第八节
Zechariah chapter 7 verse 8
撒加利亚书第七章第八节
Zechariah chapter 7 verse 8
八到十二节
Zechariah 7 verse
8撒加利亚书第七章第八节
Verse 8 Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah
Verse 9
Saying verse 9 Thus says the Lord of hosts Execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother.
第十节。
Verse 10, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother.
神对百姓有很多的教导。
So over here, God has given a lot of teachings to the people.
很简单，就不要做坏事，不要做坏人，不要欺负人。
Very simple, do justice, do not hurt your brother, show mercy.
但是第十一节。
Verse 11.
听多。
But they refused to heed, and they shrugged their shoulders and stopped their ears so that they could not hear.
啊，第十二节。
Verse 12. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts.
啊，什么这个石头的心呢？
What does it mean by a heart of flint?
这代表啊，形容一个人的心很硬。
It means that this heart is harder than stone.
啊，怎么样来硬呢？
And how hard is it?
第十二节说，心好像硬到好像硬钢石一样。
And here verse 12 says that the heart is hardened to the point like a flint.
什么叫做金刚石呢？
What is a flint?
它跟金刚石啊，跟钻石啊是同类的，都是碳元素所组成的。
And flint is composite of the same carbon element as that of diamond.
啊，钻石呢是指的那些已经打磨过、漂亮了，可以用来当 装饰品的这些东西。
And as we know, diamond is the most precious gem that after it has been cut and it has been polished, you can wear it as a beautiful gem.
金矿石的就是那个石头还在那个矿石的状态。
But however, flint is when this stone is still in the raw state.
那么呢，但是呢，这个石是也是跟钻石一样，全世界最硬的东西。
But however, its carbon content is as high as that of diamond. It's very hard.
今天呢，工业用的钻呢。还有锯啊，都是那个碎钻，那个金刚石所组成的。
And a lot of the industry nowadays, when they use the diamond blades to cut through steel, they use flint.
它非常的耐磨。
It is very tough.
别的东西烂了、坏了，它还没有坏。
And that a lot of the other things may deteriorate, but this flint will still remain hard.
它非常的耐热。
And it can withstand high temperature.
热到别的东西都融了，它还没有融。
It can endure high temperature that all things may melt, but not the flint.
甚至用这样的一个金刚石来形容人的心。
So therefore, you see how bad the heart of the Israelites are. Their heart is like flint.
以色列百姓的心呢，硬到好像一颗金刚石一样，不听神的话语。
That is to say, their heart has hardened to the state that is like that of flint.
多少先知去讲过，他都不听。
No matter how many former prophets have come to exhort them, they refuse to listen.
讲到嘴巴都烂了，他们还是不听。
They have tried all their best, but still they shrug their ears.
想看，如果一个人心是那么硬的话，
So if a person's heart is that hard,
他有几点的后果？
There will be several consequences.
第一种后果啊，
First,
他是不会相信有神的。
He will never believe that there is a God.
我们看这个以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
Ephesians 4, verse 18.
Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their hearts.
神的话语好像亮光一样。
The word of God is like the light of God.
神的话语就好像生命一样。
And the word of God is the life of God.
神的话语也不是那么难懂。
And in fact, it is not that difficult to understand.
就是我们是罪人，我们需要神，我们要悔改，就是这样而已。
It's so simple. We are sinners. We need to repent. We need to return God.
但是为什么为什么那么难被人接受呢？
But why is it that this is so difficult to accept?
这里说，如果人的心呢是硬起来的话。
So here it says that it all goes to the heart. If the heart is hardened,
他是不会去听的。
Then this heart will refuse to listen.
我们常常想。
We often may ponder,
如果今天神在我们当中啊，行一些大神迹出来，
If God were to perform a huge miracle among us,
说不定马上就很多人来信主了。
And when people see it, they will come to believe in God.
比如说我们中间有死人复活的事情。
For example, maybe someone is dead among us and then resurrect to life.
说不定整个大湾地区或者整个东区的人都会来这个教会了。
Then perhaps everyone in the Greater Vancouver area will come to believe in God.
但是是不是这样呢？
But is that true?
在非洲啊，有一条村庄。
In Africa, there is a certain village.
我们真耶稣教会在那边。
And we have our True Jesus Church located there.
过去啊，有一个非常大的神迹发生。
And in the past, there was a big miracle that happened.
就是有一个姐妹啊，她病得很厉害。
There was a certain sister who became very ill.
断气了。
And then she breathed her last.
放在医院里面，准备要打包了，准备要送到殓房里面去了。
And she was in the hospital and ready to be wrapped up.
但是呢，很多弟兄姐妹不舍得她。
But a lot of people, they were very sad at her death.
非常迫切帮她祷告。
And they kept praying for her.
很奇妙的，几个小时之后，这个姐妹复活了。
And it was very miraculous. After several hours, this sister resurrected to life.
整条村庄的人都知道。
And it spread through the entire village.
哇，教会的人很高兴。
And the people of the church, they were so happy.
神的名得到荣耀了。
Because the name of God is glorified.
应该从此之后，教会里面应该充满了整条村子的人呢。
So they expected that all the people of the village would flood to the church.
但是结果呢？
But what is the conclusion?
那些人有没有来？
Did the people come?
他们看到神迹。
Yes, they saw the miracle.
他们承认有这个事情的发生。
And yes, they also acknowledged that such a thing happened.
但是很可惜了，他们并没有来。
But however, they did not come to God.
所以啊，看到神迹。是一件事情。
So it may be true that when you see a miracle, that is one incident itself.
但是如果一个心是很硬的话，
But if this person's heart is very hard,
看到什么，听到什么都不会相信。
Doesn't matter what he see or what he hear, he will never believe in God.
第二点呢？
And the second point,
这个人如果心非常的硬的话，
If this person's heart is so hard,
他是不会听从神的话的。
He will not listen to the word of God.
我们请看以西结书第三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书第三章。
Ezekiel chapter 3.
第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
以西结书第三章第七节。
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 7. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted.
这里也是神告诉以先知以斯帖的话。
Again, this is the word of God coming to the house of Israel.
神跟以斯帖讲得很清楚了。
Here God said it very clearly.
他们是不会听你的。
That they will not listen to you.
为什么不会听你呢？
If they do not listen to you as a prophet.
他们连我都不听了，我是神吗？他们会听你？
Because they will not listen to me as a God. Why would they listen to you as a prophet?
怎么形容呢？
How did he describe here?
第九节啊，这里说他们的额头啊，好像金刚石啊，比火石更硬。
Here verse 9 says that like adamant stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead.
我们常常以为说啊，只要这个信息啊，将它包装的好，讲的好听，讲的有口才，可能接受的人会比较多。
Often we think that perhaps we should package our gospel so that it looks beautiful and that people will receive it readily.
没有错，有这个包装，有这个讲的方法，当然会有影响。
And it is true if you are eloquent and if you can package the gospel beautifully.It may be easier to sell.
这是最重要的重点。为什么在末世的时候要传福音那么困难？
But the most important point is that why is it so difficult to spread the gospel in the last days?
因为在末世的时候，人的心啊越来越硬。
The main reason is because the heart of people is getting harder and harder in the last days.
我们看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew 19.
十九章的第八节啊。
Matthew 19.
十九章的第八节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 8.
十九章第八节。
Matthew 19, verse 8. He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so.
这里是以主耶稣啊，讲到有关于旧约的这个律法的事情。
And over here, Jesus was mentioning about the.Law of Moses.
有人就问主耶稣了。
So some people ask Jesus.
你看旧约摩西那个律法那个年代都可以离婚呢。
And look, did Moses give a certificate of divorce even though it's in the ancient days?
只要签一个离婚证书，他就可以离婚了。
As long as they sign the certificate of divorce, then they can separate.
但主耶稣的道理，主耶稣讲的好像比较严格。
But however, Jesus, he raised it to a higher level.
就是说神所配合的人不可以分开。
Because Jesus says that what God has put together, let not man put asunder.
就是说解释啊。
And here Jesus, he explained.
有间的律法并不只是原来的意思。
That even though the law of Moses permit them to divorce, but it was not so intention in the beginning.
因为人的心很硬。
Because the man's heart is so hard.
没有办法。
It is impossible.
所以才退一步。
So that is why God compromised.
但是呢，不是主的原意来的。
But that was not the original intention of God.
所以有时候我们想一个问题啊。
That's why sometimes when we ponder over a problem.
如果一个人会听的话。
If a person really will listen.
讲一次就会听了。
As long as you mention it once, they will listen.
如果一个小孩子会听父母的话。
Likewise, when a child is obedient to the parents,
讲一次他应该就会听。
You only need to tell him once, instruct him once, and he will listen.
如果他决定不要听你的。
But if he choose to rebel and refuse to listen,
你讲十次啊，他都是不听的。
Even though you may nag 10 times, he will still refuse to listen.
他只会越反感。
And the more rebellious he will become.
人也是一样。
So that can also apply to most people.
以色列百姓为什么不听神的话呢？
Why is it that the people of Israel refuse to listen to God?
今天的信徒有时候为什么我们不听神的话呢？
And today when you apply to ourselves, why is it that we members refuse to listen to God?
不是听不到。
It's not because your ears could not hear.
有时候不是听不懂。
And not because you could not understand.
有时候是不想听。
But rather it's because your will refused to allow you to listen.
我们想听好听的。
We just choose to listen to what we want to hear.
想听正面的。
We want to choose what to hear what is positive.
想听赞美的。
And we choose to hear the praises.
但是有时候神的话就好像一把刀一把剑下来。
But sometimes the word of God is like a knife really sharp that just cut right through you.
一刺到的话会很痛。
And when it pierces through your heart, you feel the pain.
痛的话，我们要改变的这种压力。
And when you feel the pain, the stress come upon you to change.
当我们不想有这种压力的时候。
But then we refuse to change ourselves.
有没有自然的反应就是，既然这样，我就把心硬起来。
then our natural reaction would be to harden our heart and refuse to change.
讲你也改变不了我。
So no matter what you do to me, I will not change.
所以心里面呢，就好像有一块石头一样。
So it's just like there is this flint inside your heart.
我们知道肉的心呢，肉体啊，你一把刀一个针刺下来，你会马上哇很痛。哎呀，受伤。
And we all know that we are made of flesh, and if there were to be a knife that cut through your flesh, you will feel the pain when the blood comes out.
会有反应，会想改变。
And that you will feel the pain and you will want to change.
如果是石头的话。
But if it is a stone,
我那个刀啊，拼命砍啊，那是没有用的。
You may strike it with a knife, but it is no use.
那里面的思想的模式，它已经定型了。
That is to say, within this heart,The mentality is set. It will not be changed.
你讲什么是你的事。
Whatever you say is up to you.
反正我这块石头在心里面是千万年不动的。
Because this flint in my heart is so hard that will not change.
从前有一个探险家。
And in the past, there was this explorer.
啊，他去到一个地方探险。
And he went to explore a new place.
那个地方啊，有食人族。
And in that place, there were a tribe of cannibals.
他很不幸啊，被食人族抓起来了。
And it was very unfortunate that he was caught by these cannibals.
啊，当然，食人族抓他，都是准备要吃他了。
Of course, these cannibals catch him in order to eat him.
把他绑起来。
So they tie him up.
啊，准备要把他煮来吃。
And they were ready to cook him alive.
这个探险家觉得很伤心。
And then this explorer is so sad in his heart.
这个时候，这个酋长走过来。
And then at this point in time, the chief of the tribe came to him.
用很流利的英文跟他讲 Hi, sir, how are you?
And spoke to him in a very fluent English. Hi, sir, how are you?
哇，这是你好吗的意思啊。
And that is and to wish him well.
哇，探险家觉得，哎呦，这个食人族的酋长会讲英文啊。
And this explorer was so surprised that the chief of this cannibal tribe actually speak English.
为什么你会讲英文？
And he asked him, why do you know how to speak English?
Oh, 我去美国留学过。
And this chief said that, oh, that's because I was educated in the United States.
那么这个探险家就觉得很奇怪了。
Then this explorer was even more puzzled.
酋长。
Then chief.
啊，你既然去美国留学，为什么难道你没有学到一些文明的东西吗？
Since you have received such high education in the United States, haven't you learned about the high civilization?
为什么还要吃人肉呢？
Why do you still want to eat human flesh?
酋长就笑一笑回答他。
Then the chief smiled and replied to him.
我去美国留学当然有学到东西啊。
Of course, when I went to the United States, I've learned many things.
探险家问他你学到什么？
Then the explorer asked him, what did you learn?
我去美国学到吃东西用刀叉，所以我现在吃你也要用刀叉。
I went to the United States and I learned that when I eat something, I must use knife and fork. So that is how I will apply to eating you up.
以前是用手了吗？现在用刀叉，文明的方法。
In the past, I eat with my hands, but now I am more civilized. I learned to eat with knife and fork.
但是他用文明的方法来做不文明的事情。
But he is using a civilized way to do something that is very inhumane.
就是他本质没有改变。
That is to say, his true essence did not change.
就算去了美国。
So even though he went to the US,
就算拿到博士。
Even though he received his PhD,
里面还是一个食人族的酋长。
He is still the chief of the cannibal tribe.
所以今天也是我们基督徒一个最大的悲哀的时候。
So in fact, today this is the lament, the worst lament of Christians.
如果我们号称信了主。
If we claim that we are Christians,
哇，我们满嘴巴都是感谢主，哈利路亚。
And out of our lips, we praise God. We say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们每个礼拜都来教会。
And every week we come to the church.
但是我们问一问我们的自己。
But if we really ask ourselves,
我们思想的最根本。
The root of our mentality.
最里面的人。
The deepest part of your being.
那个看不见的观念。
The part that is invisible, the way of your thoughts.
有没有改变？
Has it been changed and turned around?
是不是还是一块石头？
Is it still as hard as a flint?
只是这块石头可能包装得很好。
Perhaps this flint is wrapped in a beautiful flesh.
但是里面还是石头。
But inside you, there is still that flint existing.
如果还是石头的话。
So if you are still a hard stone.
神都没有办法。
Even God can do nothing to you.
我们看诗篇的81篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
81篇第12节。
Psalm 81.
八十一篇的十二节。
Psalm 81.
Verse 12.
Psalm 81, verse 12. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart. to walk in their own counsels.
这是神对以色列百姓的一个结论啊。
That is the conclusion that God has come to the people of Israel.
既然你那么硬，
since you are so stubborn,
讲那么多次都不听啊。
I have told you many times, you refuse to listen.
我就放弃你了。
Therefore, I give you up.
我任凭你们硬吧。
I let you over your own stubborn heart.
你随着自己的计谋去行吧。
So please walk in your own ways and in your own thoughts.
这是我们最怕听到神的这句话。
This is in fact the worst instruction that we can hear from God.
如果我们今天做了一些错事，
Today, if we have done something wrong,
神马上管教我们。
And God immediately punishes,
我们不要埋怨。
Then let us not complain.
不要说，哎呀，为什么神常找我麻烦？
Then do not complain that why is it that God is punishing me?
神是爱我们才这样做。
Because God loves you still, that's why He does that to you.
如果有一天神已经不管你了，
But if one day God refused to care about you,
你不来，他也不会让你遭遇到不好的事情啊。
He doesn't care if you come to church or not. He doesn't care if you meet with disasters.
你犯罪，神也不会让你碰到不好的管教。
And even if you were to sin, God would not take care of you.
这个是最可怕的事情。
Then that is the worst thing that.
如果一个父母啊到这个地步啊，放弃他儿女啊，他应该是很痛苦的。
So in the same way, it also can apply to parents. If they were to give up their children completely, they are in fact in the greatest pain.
所以我们绝对啊不能让我们的心啊越来越硬。
So therefore, please take care of your heart. Do not let it become hardened to that stage.
我们看希伯来书的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3.
三章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
三章第十二节。
Hebrews 3, verse 12.
十二节，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。十三节。
Verse 13.
怎么趁着还有今天？天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
So beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
这也是希伯来书作者的对信徒的勉励。
So over here, this is the exhortation that the author of Hebrews is telling the people.
为什么我们会信神？
Why is it that today we believe in God?
为什么我们会悔改？
Why is it that today we know how to repent?
因为那时候我们的心很软。
Because at that point in time, our heart is in a very tender stage.
对神的道理有回应的心。
And our heart will respond back to God.
为什么一个人会离弃神？
Why is it that a person will choose to leave and depart from God?
本来信神的，后来不信呢？
At first they believe in God, but then later they left God.
那么罪给他引诱。
Because they were tempted by sin,
心就硬起来，
and their hearts become hardened.
讲什么都听不进去。
Then no matter what you say, they will not listen.
这是最可怕的。
Then that is the most frightful thing.
所以神要换一个另外一个心给我们。
So therefore, God He wants to transplant a new heart into us.
他要换一个什么的心呢？
What kind of heart is that?
刚我们读过以西结就三十六节了。
And we have just read Ezekiel 36.
以西结就三十六章。
Ezekiel 36.
二十六节啊。
Verse 26.
三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel 36 verse 26.
这里说，神要在我们的肉体当中除掉石头心，赐给我们肉心。
Here God says that I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
什么叫做肉心呢？
What is a heart of flesh?
肉心呢，是一个软的心呢。
A heart of flesh is a heart that is soft.
一个人呢，对神要心软。
A person must be tender-hearted towards God.
对父母要心软。
Must be tender-hearted towards their parents.
对好的事情要心软。
Must be tender-hearted to all good things.
我们才有办法。
Then we will have hope.
有一个母亲啊。
There is a certain mother.
有一个孩子非常的很小的时候。
And when the child is still very young.
啊，发脾气啊，小孩子。
And the child was getting very frustrated.
不听话。
And refused to listen to
the mother. 打妈妈。
And hit the mother.
啊，那时候小孩子才几岁。
At that time, the child was very young.
妈妈怎么办呢？
And what did the mother do?
妈妈没有说哇发大脾气把他打了半死，没有这样。
And the mother did not lose her temper.
妈妈跟小孩子讲。
And the mother told the little child.
你打我。
Yes, you may beat me.
你把我打死。
That you may hit me to death.
你就没有妈妈了。
If you beat me to death, you will no longer have a mother.
以后没人煮饭给你吃。
Then in the future, no one will cook for you.
没有人带你上学。
No one will bring you to school.
你变成一个孤儿。
Then you become an orphan.
这个小孩子就哭起来了。
Then this child started to cry.
妈妈不要，我不要打你。
Then he says that, "Oh, mom, I will not beat you anymore."
哇，哭得很惨。
And he was so desperate, he was crying so hard.
他以为是真的。
He thought it was true.
因为他心很软。
Because his heart was very tender.
妈妈讲这几句话,
and when the mother said these few words,
他就吓坏了。
He was so shocked.
他真的怕了，没有了妈妈。
And he was so afraid that he will lose his mother.
小孩子的心呢，通常都比较软。
So when you look at little children, most often their heart are very tender.
所以你教他什么，他比较容易接受。
And no matter what you teach them, it is easier for them to receive and accept.
通常我们长大之后呢，心就没有那么软了。
But as time goes on and as we mature into adults, our heart tend to become harder.
有另外一个妈妈。
There was another mother.
她有一个在青少年期的一个女儿。
And she has a daughter in the teenage age.
这个女儿啊，读书不认真。
And this daughter is not paying attention to her studies.
考试啊，常常都不及格。
And was not doing well in her exams
妈妈,
and often failed.
妈妈怎么样叫她呢?
So what did the mother do?
妈妈也没有给她大声好。
And again, this mother did not lose her temper.
也没有说我不给你零用钱。
And did not choose to cut off her pocket money.
妈妈写一封信。
Then the mother wrote a letter.
写几个字。
And a few words on the letter.
她说我的女儿啊。
And in the letter she says, my daughter.
我知道你这次考试没有认真去读。
And I know that you did not put your best in your exam this time.
你让我很失望。
And you have greatly disappointed me.
很伤心。
And I am very sad.
女儿看到这个信。
And when the daughter read this letter.
想了好几天。
And she thought about it for a few days.
到最后她跟妈妈讲。
Then she told the mom.
对不起。
I am so sorry.
我下次会努力的。
Next time I will give all my best efforts.
让她自己去思考。
So when you give her time to think about her own actions.
自己的心变软了。
And give her time for her heart to become soft.
她就知道要怎么去做。
Then she will know what the course of action to take.
如果她的心还是硬的话。
But if the heart still remains so hard.
你就打我拼命砍下去啊。
Then no matter how hard you strike at the heart.
是没有用的。
It is pointless.
所以啊，神也希望我们有一颗软的心。
So in the same way, God also desires for us to have a heart of soft flesh.
对神的呼召教导有这个反应。
That we will respond readily to the calling of God, to the teachings of God.
但是常常我们搞错了。
But very often we make mistakes.
我们对神的心很硬。
We are very hard towards God.
神讲什么，我们硬起来。
Whatever God says, we become hardened.
我们对罪恶的引诱，我们对不好的事很心软。
But yet we are so tender towards all the evil things and the sin that is tempting us.
我们跟着走了。
And then we are going in that path of wrong direction.
我们要改过来。
So we need to turn around.
对神的心要很软。
That we must be tender-hearted towards God.
啊，还有什么是一个肉心呢？
And what is a heart of flesh?
是肉心呢，是有弹性的。
A heart of flesh is very flexible.
啊，有一个小 baby 啊。
And there is a small baby.
啊，就是信徒的一个小 baby girl， 小女儿，小婴孩。
It's a baby girl of one of our members.
一出生的时候，
when she was born，
不会哭。
She did not cry.
脸都变紫色了。
And the face was purplish.
医生后来检查，为什么这样
？The doctor quickly did a checkup.
啊，一听他的心脏。
And when they checked the heart.
哎呀，有破洞的声音。
And the heart has holes in it.
要开紧急的手术。
They must immediately do a heart surgery on this baby.
本来要用一个人工的 valve， 人工的泵啊，要给他放进去。
At first, they were going to insert a cardiac valve inside the heart.
大家弟兄姐妹为他迫切祷告。
And the brothers and sisters all praying for them.
因为换那个人工的心放进去啊，过十年就要开刀换一次。
Because when you put a man-made cardiac valve inside the heart, it will only last 10 years. And after that, the child needs to go for another surgery.
因为人工的东西不会长大。
Because when it is manufactured by man, it will not grow.
你的心在长大，他那个怕没有长大，所以就没办法。
Your heart will continue to grow. The child's heart will continue to grow, but this cardiac valve will not grow as along with it.
但是没有办法，一定要开刀。
So therefore, up to a point in time, another surgery needs to be performed.
医生给他打开啊。
So when the doctor cut up the heart,
很感谢主。
Praise and thank God.
本来是啊，要放那个人工的放进去。
At first, they were going to put this cardiac valve inside.
但是医生一打开，发觉哎，这个 baby girl， 这个小女生的。这个横膈膜啊，特别的肉啊，肌肉特别长，特别厚。
And then the doctor realized that the child's heart, in fact, the muscle is very
diaphragm.
Oh, the diaphragm is the diaphragm is actually very broad and very flexible.
医生觉得说，我可以从这边拉一点肉，拉一点过去，把它补起来。
And so the doctor realized that they can take some muscles from the diaphragm and pull it over to the heart.
所以不用放人工的心放进去。
So they did not need to put a man-made valve inside the heart.
感谢主，这个小女生已经四岁了。
So thank God that this child is now 4 years old.
很健康。
And very healthy.
跑跑跳跳的。
And could run around.
这也告诉我们，一个肉的心呢，是会随着年纪啊，慢慢的很 elastic 的，很有弹性，会长大的。
And that is to say, this heart of flesh, it will grow with one person.、Oh. It is very elastic.
啊，我们一个成年人的心脏大概有拳头那么大。
And for an adult, the heart, the size of the heart is about that of your fist.
才有办法维持我们全身的需要。
So this heart is able to take care of the needs of the entire body.
但是我们在属灵当中啊。
But however, spiritually speaking,
我们的心有没有随着我们的年纪来长大？
Did our spiritual heart actually grow with our age?
我们看列王记上第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上第四章二十九节。
First Kings chapter 4.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
列王记上四章二十九节。
First Kings chapter 4, verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore.
我觉得这一节非常宝贵。
And I feel that this verse is indeed very precious.
所罗门在他最 高峰的时候，神赐给他很大的智慧。
And Solomon at the peak of his at the peak of his nation, God gave him the greatest wisdom.
神还给他一个广大的心。
God also gave him aThe largeness of heart.
什么叫做广大的心?
What does it mean by the largeness of heart?
他心胸非常广阔。
That is to say, he is very open-minded.
他的心啊，灵修非常的高。
And his spirituality is also very high.
他的心啊，了解很多的东西。
And that his heart will go through all understanding.
这里说大到多到好像海沙不能测量。
That his heart is expanded so wide like the sand on the seashore.
我们今天的心有多大?
How big is your heart today?
我们如果我们人长很大，那心很小。
So if you may be big in stature, but your heart is actually very small.
我们怎么知道我们的心有多大呢
？How do you know how big your heart is?
如果一点点呢、啊，一点点不如意的东西，或者是别人对我们的东西啊不好的，我们都哇反应非常的大。
Because if you were to react very strongly to a little criticism of others,
这个我们的心还可能很小。
Then it proves that your heart is actually still very small.
但是如果我们的心胸非常的大
But if your heart is very expanse and wide,
我觉得说这个没什么
You will not care and heed about the criticism of others.
就算主耶稣基督在世上的时候
And just like Lord Jesus living in the world,
别人对他不好
And people criticize at him,
或者是遇到不顺利的事情
Or that things may not go smoothly,
主耶稣往前走了
Jesus still keep continue to walk ahead.
所以这个是一个心呢，有弹性的，随着我们的属灵的年龄来增加的。
That is to say, your heart must be flexible and elastic, and that it will expand and stretch as you grow in your spirituality.
比如说，我们信了主二十年。
For example, you may believe in God for 20 years.
我们的心呢，就不能像一个一岁的属灵的心呢。
So no longer shall your heart be a one-year-old baby.
我们这个心呢是有弹性的，是有生命力的。
Because your heart has life in it, it is elastic and it stretches.
还有这个肉心呢，是有慈悲怜悯的。
And again, a heart of flesh is very compassionate in its nature.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark.
四十一节。
Mark chapter
1. 马可福音第一章四十一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse.
四十节开始，一章四十节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40. Then a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."Verse 41, And Jesus, moved with compassion, put out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed.
一个人对不同的环境有不同的反应。
And usually, a person will react differently to different influences from the environment.
这里说有一个长大麻风的人来。
Here, a leper came to Jesus.
长大麻风是高度的传染病。
And being a leper, as you know, this disease is very contagious.
没有人敢碰靠近麻风病人的。
Nobody dare to come close or even touch a leper.
所以得到麻风病的人就会被隔离。
So therefore, all the lepers, they will be segregated from the rest of the community.
连家都不能回啊。
They cannot even return to their own family.
只能够在城外面居住。
They can only live outside of the city.
整天拿着一个铃，大声叫说：“我是大麻风，我是不洁净，你们不要过来。”
Every day they will carry and walk around with a bell, saying that I am a leper, I have contagious disease, do not come close to me.
所以换别人了，听到麻风病的铃声了，马上跑。
So most people, when they hear the leper coming along with his bell, they will run away.
但是呢，这里说主耶稣看到。
But here it says that Jesus saw this leper.
主耶稣啊，动了慈心啊。
And Jesus moved with compassion.
就伸手去摸他。
And then he stretched out his hand and touched the leper.
说我肯你解禁了吧。
And Jesus says that I am willing to heal you, so be cleansed.
主耶稣这个是一个肉心啊。
So here we see that the heart of Jesus is a heart of flesh.
别人看得很讨厌。
And when people saw this leper and discard them,
别人看到这个不用理他。
And they would neglect these outcasts.
主耶稣觉得说，这个人我要帮他。
But Jesus will touch this untouchable.
其实我们曾经都是大麻风的病人。
So in fact, before we were all untouchables.
我们曾经都很软弱。
We were all lepers with sin and very weak.
我们曾经不认识神。
And in one point in time, we all do not know God.
曾经身上带着很多的罪过。
And in the past, our sins are like this leprous person.
但是主耶稣都摸我们。
But still, our Lord Jesus is willing to touch us.
接纳了我们。
And willing to accept us.
所以主耶稣这个心是肉心啊。
So therefore, Jesus' heart is a heart of compassion and mercy.
我记得我第一次去非洲的时候。
I remember when I first went to Africa the very first time.
跟着一个有经验的传道老师去。
And I was following behind a very seasoned preacher.
啊，那时候是灵恩大会。
And at that time, it was a spiritual convocation.
啊，那么有洗礼。
And that was baptism.
洗完礼呢？
And after the baptism,
当地的
sacrament is over,
居民呢，很多都赤着脚啊，走着泥土路，要回到泥土的会堂，要准备洗脚礼。
And then a lot of the members they will walk back to the chapel with bare feet.
我第一次看到在落后地方要洗脚礼啊。
And the first time that was when I witnessed the foot washing sacrament in a very rural village.
我看到那些脚。
When I saw those feet,
很多泥土,
it was filled with dust.
不是像我们这样穿鞋穿那么漂亮。
They are not wrapped up in beautiful shoes like we do here.
还有呢，里面有些人的脚呢，有些皮肤病，有些伤口。
And then you see a lot of these feet, they have sores and they have skin disease.
那么我想看看到底在这种地方要洗脚里是要怎么样帮他们洗脚。
So I was there to witness how do we conduct foot washing sacrament. In a place such as this.
那时候我还是神学生。
And at that time, I was still a theological student.
我心里想，是不是老师会拿一只消毒无菌手套出来？
And then in my heart, I thought, perhaps the preacher would take out an antibacterial pair of gloves.
还是帮他洒水里就好，洒一点，结束了。
Or perhaps just sprinkle some water over the feet and we are done.
结果这个老师呢？
But yet, this teacher of mine,
跪下来，
kneel down,
拿这个盆，
and took the basin,
帮第一个人洗。
And then wash the feet of the first member.
本来那水很干净的。
And the water at first was very clean.
洗了第一个就变泥水了。
And after the first feet was washed, the water becomes black.
他慢慢的给那个大人在洗。
And then the preacher was washing the feet very slowly.
我看第一个呢洗了有一分钟了。
And I think the first person had the foot washing sacrament for about 1 minute.
完全没有说，哎呀，很脏哦，没有这样。
And the preacher did not recoil back and saying that the feet was too dirty for him.
就好像一个妈妈帮小孩子换尿布一样。
And it's just like a mother changing the diaper of her baby.
同样的动作。
It's the same kind of action.
不同的心做出来的感觉是不一样的。
But when it's done out of a different heart, the expression will be totally different.
我想这个传道人他是向主耶稣学习。
And I believe that this preacher is following the example of Lord Jesus.
他接触人的软弱。
And that he touched the untouchables.
因为主耶稣动了慈心了。
Because here Jesus, he was moved with compassion.
今天呢，如果我们很多事情啊，只要我们动了慈心，很多事情都可以解决。
Today, as long as our heart is moved with compassion, nothing is impossible for you.
我们在看事情、看人的时候，很多事情都忘记要动了慈心。
But very often when we look at things and or when we look at people, we forget that our heart should be moved with compassion.
要动了审判的心很简单。
It's very easy for our heart to be judgmental.
但是要动了慈心呢，这是真的要用爱在里面做出来的。
But only when you have the love, then your heart will be overcome by compassion.
所以我们看到一些人的软弱。
So when we see the weaknesses of others,
人的不完全，
or the imperfection of others,
我们试试看。
So let us give this a try.
学习主耶稣基督,
to learn from our Lord Jesus.
动了慈心去接纳他,
to allow our heart to be moved with compassion to accept this person.
伸手去摸他。
And to stretch out our hand to touch this person.
你想想看，这个大麻风的病人有多久没有给人家摸过了？
So just think about it. If you were this leper, it may be a very long time ago that you have been touched since.
主耶稣摸他。
But yet Jesus touched him.
每一次读到这边，我心里边很大的感动。
So very often when I read to this passage, I am very touched.
所以主耶稣这个心呢，是有怜悯的。
So we see our Lord, he has a very compassionate heart.
柔和的。
Very tender.
所以我们要学习主耶稣基督。
And very merciful. Therefore, we need to learn from our Lord Jesus.
我们来看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
怎么样才可以得到这个新的心呢？
So how can we attain or receive this new heart?
罗马书十二章。
Romans, chapter 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里说换了一个心呢，就代表要心意更新的变化。
Here it says that once you have been transplanted with a new heart.Your mind needs to be turned around.
不要学这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
这个有两个方面呢，可以做到。
And there are two ways that we can do it.
第一，我们一定要多听道理，让道理成为我们思想的一个模式。
And the first way is to listen to the word of God often and frequently so that the word of God will be molded into our being.
我们知道我们读电脑的人都会写 program, 写程式
And we all know that an IT person will write the programs for the computer.
这个程式的指令很复杂。
And that when you look at the language of the program, it is very complicated.
别人看不懂。
And it is like Greek or like some archaic language that no one can understand.
但是写的人知道。
But the programmer knows the language.
写进去了。
And that once they have programmed this language into the computer,
那这个整个 program 写好之后，这个硬体就按照这个软体来运作。
Then once the program is written, the software will actually be the driver behind the hardware.
不会差的。
And that it will start to move along.
今天我们也是一样。
Today it is the same way.
是听道理，就好像在我们的头脑里面写程式一样。
And when we listen to the word of God, it is writing the language of the program and to program it into our heart.
我们了解圣经。
We understand the Bible.
神的道理在我们头脑里面。
And the word of God is always floating in our mind.
我们想事情就自然不会去用世界的那种 program, 世界的那种方法去想。
Then when we think about a certain matter, we will not be programmed by that of the world.
我们会想说，什么才叫做神喜悦的旨意？
Then we will know what is the good and perfect will of God.
讲几个例子。
And let me talk about several examples.
有一个弟兄。
There's a certain brother.
他之前呢曾经迷失过。
And in the past, there was one time he was lost.
曾经交过一些不好的朋友。
And he fall into bad companionship of friends.
在外面放荡了很多的日子。
And that he wasted many days.
但是有一天神叫他回来了。
But one day God called him back.
神的灵感动他。
The spirit of God moved him.
他完全变了一个人。
And he completely turned around.
他回来迫切祷告。
And he returned back to God and he prayed so fervently.
回来每一次听道理都很认真。
And every time when he came, he was very attentive to the sermon.
他里面的程式开始改写了。
And the program of his heart was being rewritten.
他以前很喜欢开快车。
In the past, he loved to race cars.
把自己的车子改装得奇奇怪怪。
And that he will always have a change makeover of his car.
一看到知道说哇这个是外面飙车的。
And when you look at the car, you know that that car is always racing.
他真的是常常在外面飙车。
And that is really true.
但是呢他现在开始要改变了。
But now he's going to change around.
他知道那种东西不能带给我真正的快乐。
He know that all the thrill and excitement of racing cars will not give him true joy.
这种是心灵空虚的人才追求的。
Whereas it is pursued by people who has an empty heart.
他现在开车很守规矩。
So now he is very cautious when he drives.
他跟我讲。
And he told me.
我这个改装的跑车要卖掉了。
That I'm going to sell my racing car.
要买一个 family car.
And I'm going to buy a family car.
不怕给人家笑你啊。
And I don't care that people will laugh at me.
我不需要那些东西啊。
Because now I am no longer excited over those things.
因为他最里面的根本，他的心已经改变了。
Because now his heart has been programmed with a different language.
那其他的行为自然就会改变。
And therefore all the external actions will be completely changed.
另外有一个姐妹。
Then there's also another sister.
她的有个宝贵的女儿。
She has a very precious daughter.
她没有信主之前。
And before they come to believe in God.
当然有世界的观念。
Of course, they are taught by the teachings of the world.
我要嫁女儿一定要什么什么的条件。
And when I give my daughter away in marriage, I have all this list of criteria.
没有这个条件当然就不用谈了。
And if this man does not meet with all these qualifications, then forget it.
但是后来他信主了。
Then later, when she came to believe in God,
她告诉传道人,
and she told the preacher,
我嫁女儿有个条件。
That now when I give my daughter away in marriage, I have only one criteria.
最重要的条件,
that the most important criteria,
我要坚持的,
that something that I will strongly maintain.
其他的可有可无, 但是有一点是不可以没有的。
And all the other factors does not matter, but there is one factor, one criteria that is the most important.
这个人一定要有道理在心里面，有敬畏神。
That this man must fear God and that he must have the word of God in his heart.
如果这个年轻人是敬畏神的,
if this young man truly fears God,
我不用担心他以后没有生活,
I will not fear that my daughter will be in neglect.
圣经说从来没有看过义人在街上讨饭吃的,
because the Bible says that no righteous man will beg on the street.
如果他是义人的话,
if this man is truly righteous,
他敬畏神的话,
and he will truly fear God,
他一定会对我女儿好,
he would definitely treat my daughter well.
如果他不敬畏神,
but if he doesn't fear God,
他有多少钱都不重要,
does not matter how much money he has,
他有多少的成功,
doesn't matter how successful he may be, all this are nothing to my daughter.
所以他的观念也改变了,
so therefore her mentality also turned around,
是从最根本的来改变,
and it turned around right at the very root of her heart.
他的心已经变成一个肉心了,
so the heart has become a heart of flesh,
变成主耶稣基督的心了,
it has become the heart of our Lord Jesus.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们来做这个很大的换心手术。
So therefore, let us all pray to God to do this great heart surgery in all of us, so that we can all receive the blessings of our Lord.
唱诗,
let's sing hymn.